Hey everyone, welcome to the Podcast Insider, and I'm coming to you from the Blueberry Studios in the Blueberry offices. Mike, how you doing?
Doing good, and it's good to see the office being being utilized again, and all the dust getting blown off everything, I guess. So.
Yeah, it felt a little odd coming in this, you know, the studio was kind of a bit of a wreck, so I cleaned the studio up, made sure all the gear was working. All this stuff has been left on for 15 months. I'm surprised it all still works. The Denon audio recorder screen is a little worse for wear, though. It didn't do well with it being on all those months, but, you know, life goes on. But, yeah, here we are, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. It is kind of nostalgic to be back in the studio and be back in the office, and the marketing team is all meeting today, so looking forward to hanging out with them. But we got some news, we got some best practices, stuff going on with Blueberry. We've got an interview with a new series called Meet the Team, and a question of the week. So let's really kick this off with the first thing up, Mike. Mark Cuban is going to keynote at Podcast Movement 21. Interesting, eh?
Yeah, well, he keynoted at the virtual one last year, and I think he really wanted to do it in person. So him and his co-founder of his version of Fireside is they're going to be keynoting and attending Podcast Movement in Nashville.
So the question really is, and I saw an op piece that came out on Pod News that was kind of talking a little bit, you know, is Clubhouse seen its day? And then it, you know, talked about all the other social audio platforms, and it's kind of coincidental. It released the same day they announced that Mark Cuban's going to keynote. So I just, you know, thought it was a little curious, a little marketing blitz there by the Podcast Movement team.
Right. Well, you know, Clubhouse is kind of neat for what it is, but, you know, it's not a replacement or anything for podcasts. That's what people are worried about. But, you know, it reminds me of back in, you know, the 80s or whatever, when they had these party line phones, you know, where you call in and there'd be 20 or 30 people on a phone line.
Right, right.
You know, people spent hours doing that, but, you know, it didn't really amount to anything. It was fun, maybe useful, but.
There were a few marriages that were attained from that type of system back in the day. It was for a place where people could meet each other where they may not meet each other normally, too. So it was kind of an interesting time. But yeah, the old party lines, very, very interesting. So anyway, he'll be keynoting, but more importantly, Facebook launches podcasts and live audio chat rooms, but there is a lot of confusion in the space on exactly what this is, who's going to get access to it. Looks like a very few limited people have been, you know, given access. And at the same time, people are having a hard time even finding stuff and making it work. So I mean, these are early days for Facebook, but it is kind of interesting that there's so much confusion.
Yeah, you know, Facebook always tends to bungle things like that. Not bungle them, I should say. I should say they don't make it as easy as it should be at first, and then they figure out what they're doing. But yeah, it's open to a limited number of podcasters on their podcast page on Facebook, and then these live audio chat rooms are kind of like we were talking about with Clubhouse and yep. You know, Mark Cuban's thing and all that. So we'll see. But I haven't got access to either of them yet, but maybe soon.
It also said that mobile media usage to go slowly in 2021. What's the story on Insider Radio? What's the story about that? Why do they think mobile media usage is to grow more slowly?
Well, you know, it had kind of a boost in 2020, you know, because you know, more people were using iPads and phones and stuff to download media. But now everything's kind of going back to somewhat normal, and you know, they're just saying that a lot of, you know, it's the average time spent on something non-phone on your phone. And, you know, people are playing with their phones less now because they're going back to work. They're, you know, commuting and all that stuff. So they're not spending as much time, you know, listening to audio or watching videos on a mobile device. But, it's an interesting report.
I don't know. It's, everyone's got their mobile with them all the time, and I well, we'll see. But
it's not, they're not gonna. It's not gonna stop growing.
It's just gonna grow slower. Okay. All right. Well, at the same time, podcast winners and losers during the pandemic. I don't think there was, you know, from everything I see, it doesn't look to me like there was any true losers in podcasting during the pandemic. But in again, Inside Radio seems to think so.
Yeah, they have some graphs and whatnot here, but I thought it was kind of interesting that YouTube podcasts, have you ever heard of that?
No.
Heard of YouTube podcasts. But they were up 26%, whatever they are.
I have yet to listen to a podcast on YouTube. Now, when we're streaming and stuff, we do live, but I guess we would be a YouTube podcast with live video, but most pod, you know, I still, everyone says, oh, people are listening to podcasts on YouTube. I've yet to even see a podcast on YouTube. I guess I'm going to have to go search one out and see if I can, you know, what they've done to make it.
Yeah, there is, you know, for like Headliner, you can make a video,
right?
A static video of your audio and put it up on YouTube. And, you know, I just don't know how much traction you're going to get with that. I mean, it might be a way of discovery, but, you know, most people that want to listen to audio are going to use a regular podcast app, I would think.
And unless they're listening, you know, unless they're doing this via a mobile, you know, I don't use the YouTube app on my mobile. Maybe that makes me an exception, but normally I'm watching YouTube on my smart TV and the big screen and able to watch, you know, the channels that I follow over there. So I don't know. Well, if they say it's up 20%, that's great. But, you know, 20% of what? 20% of 100 or 20% of 1,000? You know, it can be very subjective.
Right. And, you know, the gist of the story was that NPR had only grown 9%, and all these other things had grown more than that.
Only 9%, and NPR has been podcasting from the beginning. Wow, right. Only 9%. I think there's
on the NPR app.
Okay, well, website. You know, still, I think people would be very happy with 9% growth as long as they've been doing podcasting.
You know, and that doesn't even count. You know, NPR's on all the other places as well. So,
right.
You know. But, you know, they were comparing different podcast apps.
Right.
And mobile apps for that kind of thing. So, anyway, I thought it was an interesting story. It's probably better to read it than have us try to.
Yeah.
So,
quick reminder, Podcast Awards nominations open a week from today. The Podcast Awards nominations open up. So, if you're not registered, get over there and do that. Full disclosure, I run the Podcast Awards, and Blueberry just has nothing to do with that. All right, it's best practice today. Wow, I like this one. Stay positive.
You know, you keep telling me I need to take Red Bull or something.
Well, sometimes. Stay positive and upbeat on your show, and you know, be excited to be there. There's sometimes, Mike, you know, when you're doing the show and you're grinding through, you're like, oh, I got to do the show. And if you're like, oh, I got to do the show, that's going to come across in the mic. I've had some times where, you know, everyone has a bad day. Or they don't feel good, or they're grumpy, or, you know, whatever it may be. That's probably not the best time to, as I like to call it, strap on the mic. It might be time to just take a day off or delay recording the show for 24 hours. And so the next morning when you do get out of bed on the right side instead of, you know, the wrong side, you'll be able to be more positive. But I think it's important to be excited to be there and have that upbeat vibe.
Yeah, that problem, you know, where I'll have, you know, just be in too grumpy a mood. And you know, my audience doesn't expect me to be a you know, regular. So
right.
It's okay for me to take a day or two off.
Right.
I'm too grumpy, but, or sad or whatever. But, you know, when you're going to record, you know, get somewhat excited about it. I mean, it's, you know, it's your hobby or it's your job or it's whatever it is for you. But, you know, It's more fun to listen to somebody that's having a good time.
Right.
You know? And, you know, I hear so many podcasts, not a lot, but, you know, like when I sample some of the people I help, and some of them are really, really great at this. And then there's some of them that just come in there and just, hi, how you doing? Don't know what I'm going to talk about today, but here we go. And
right.
Play a really upbeat promo
yep.
or intro. And then, you know, they, okay, I'm here, blah, 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 blah. You know, and
sure.
It's so much different between the promo or the intro and them.
Yeah. So. Because maybe those have been recorded separate times. And if you don't come across with the same energy, it just sounds weird. All right, for awesome. Sure. So it's easy one for you, ladies and gentlemen. Stay positive and upbeat on your show. Be excited to be there. I always say if you really need to pump it up, like I told Mike, Red Bull and some jumping jacks. It always helps, gets the heartbeat up, and you know.
I put my stand-up desk up and stand up while I'm recording.
There,
that helps.
There you go. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on here at Blueberry. We announced on Facebook and multiple other places the PowerPress webinar that you're going to be holding 5 days from now on June 29th at 3 p.m. Eastern. You can sign up. We got the sign-up link in the show notes. So, Mike, we've been looking at that whole webinar strategy. So I think that, you know, it's been very successful recently with a lot of attendees.
Yeah, it's been great, and now we're, you know, promoting it more on social and whatnot, and I think it'll be good. I'm revamping it a little bit. This one will be, you know, similar to what I've done in the past, and then I think the follow on ones are going to be a little bit different focus, but it'll still do the same thing. You know, it'll teach you how to set up PowerPress, podcast from your own website, your own WordPress website.
Right. So, you know, here's the one thing that someone posted on our webinar announcement. They said, can you talk to us about show notes? So that might be a topic for this show, Mike, yes, for a later, so maybe next week we can do a best practice on show notes to cover the question that was asked on Facebook, or we can do it in your question of the week segment. But anyway, so get signed up for the webinar if you want to get some insights and tips on using PowerPress and how to become a power user. So let's up next to the blog. We've been mixing it up. Lots of new writers over at Blueberry. So what's the latest blog post up?
That's 3 Keys to Develop Your Podcast Content. And that's by Kim, and I always screw up her name, Craigie, something like that.
Yeah, Kim, we're sorry if we destroyed your name.
Yeah, we butchered your name.
I let you go on that, Mike, because I thought you were you may have known it because I would have messed it up too. But yeah, check out
Kim for years, but I never did figure out how to pronounce her last name.
So. Yeah, check out her article and on 3 keys to develop your podcast content. And, you know, it's kind of funny. We're doing this show a little early today, and I see Mackenzie has jumped in the doc that we're doing, and she's actively updating it right now as we go through this. So she just added it's kind of funny, you know, to see her typing in there while we're doing the show, but Mackenzie wants to remind everyone that affiliate payments go out this week. So nice. That'll be nice for those of you that are participating in our affiliate program and have a payment due. It's again coming this week. If you're not an affiliate already, this is a great opportunity for you to promote Blueberry Podcasting and our products and services and really earn some decent revenue from recommending to your audience or someone that you know to talk about our products. And so, you know, sign up for the affiliate program. It's available on the dashboard at blueberry.com. So let's talk a little bit of social.
Our social intern, Cho, asked me to put this in here. So follow us on social. We're active on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn now. And follow our Instagram at blueberry_podcasting. Everywhere else is either just Blueberry or Blueberry Podcasting. And you know, we got recent news, podcast tips, trends, giveaways. We'd like to connect with more members of the Blueberry family on social media. And we'll give you a shout out. Also, once a month, we have Podcaster of the Month to highlight one of our customers and their podcast. So let us know if you're interested in being Podcaster of the Month. I think Mackenzie handles that. So Mackenzie@blueberry.com or reach out on social.
All right. So, Mike, let's talk about this new interview series you're doing.
Yeah, I'm trying to get everybody in the company to interview with me for short, you know, 10-minute, whatever, you know, interviews, just to meet the rest of the team. You know, you hear from Todd, myself, Mackenzie most of the time, and then some of the other co-hosts that I have on this show when you're gone, Todd, Barry and Angelo and, you know, a few other people. But we don't hear everybody, you know, and we have heard from Dave before, but this week we're going to start out with Dave Clements. He's our one of our tech support guys, and we go into you know, just meeting Dave. So it's kind of a neat little series. Like I said, we'll have those scattered in about for the next few months.
All right, awesome. So let's go ahead and kick to the interview with Dave Clement.
All right, well, today I'm going to talk to Dave Clements. I know you've heard him on this show. He's co-hosted with me a couple of times, but we're doing that for the Blueberry Meet the Team. So welcome aboard, Dave.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, Dave's our tech support guy during the day. When you know, between him and I, we're the ones that answer the phone and get to put up with you people. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, Dave's one of the support team, and it's great to have you on here. And we figured we'd, you know, get a little bit of your background. What got you into podcasting? And you have an interesting story how you ended up at Blueberry. So, what got you into podcasting to start with? And you know, how did you get started?
So I think I was first introduced to podcasting maybe back in 2010. I was working a grocery store job stocking pet food on third shift, and I was bored out of my mind. So that somehow that led me into finding podcasts. I think I was originally video podcasts, and then I found audio podcasts, and I found a show called Strangers and Aliens, and it was basically a review show. There were three guys that sat down and would review comic books and movies and all of the stuff that I was already interested in. And I think I was probably, 30, 40 episodes into their show. And I found myself like muttering while I was working and responding to their opinions. And I was like, that doesn't make sense. Why do you think that about it? And I was like, this doesn't seem that hard. And then it got me thinking about when I was, I don't know, maybe 14, 15 years old, some friends and I grabbed a cassette tape and a little tape recorder and sat down in my friend's bedroom and made this really stupid news show that was kind of my personal precursor to podcasting. And I wish I could find that, but that is kind of where I started, and kind of that thought of me having my own show and then giving my own opinions about, you know, geek pop culture, that led me in 2012 to really hunker down and listen to the Audacity to podcast. And I just kind of learned the basics, and believe it or not, no joke, started with Blueberry as my media host, used PowerPress, and started my first show, Geek This. And so that is the twisted, probably not super interesting origin of my time in podcasting.
Oh, very good. And I'm sure Daniel will love hearing that he caused you to get into podcasting.
Oh, yeah.
It's Daniel J. Lewis over at the Audacity to Podcast. Might as well give him a plug.
Sure.
You started Geek This, and I know you had a couple other shows, and you're currently doing one or part of one or two. I don't know. I kind of lost track.
So fast forward, all, you know, close to 10 years later. Yeah. I had to check the math.
You could do the math. Yeah.
Yeah. So, almost 10 years later, Geek This is currently kind of on a hiatus because, I just got burnt out with the subject. And since then I've actually joined two podcasts. One is a kind of an audio drama, that is a comic book audio drama, if that makes sense. And it's called Supersonic Pod Comics. And there are different series like you would have from a company like Marvel or DC. And each of these series has an episode that releases, you know, once a month, I think is the release schedule there. And I voice a character for the series, The Randoms, where I play kind of like a cranked up version of myself. I've always said it's the version of me that would have happened if I had a different set of parents, because he is not a very likable person. He's a womanizer, very selfish kind of person, which is total opposite of me. And then the other show, which is really the one that I've been pouring all of my free time into, is a role-playing podcast. And I mentioned it the last time I was on Podcast Insider. It's called Playing Games with Strangers. And I am a voice actor and a player because we are playing Dungeons and Dragons and recording it for the podcast. And I play a character named Wilder Filch. And in addition to the actual podcast portion, I'm doing a lot of artwork and behind the scenes stuff that not too many people know about. But yeah, in the last 10 years, I have dabbled a lot in trying to find kind of, you know, what am I good at in the podcasting space? And I found it with playing games that I love to collaborate with people. I love to build on other people's ideas. And that's kind of why Geek This kind of went under. I burnt myself out. And now I'm here and very happy with what we're doing with playing games.
Yeah, it sounds like a neat concept. It's not my, Dungeons and Dragons. My eyes glaze over at that, but hey, it's what you're into. That's part of the thing about podcasting is you've got to have a passion for what you're talking about, or it gets boring, or you get burnt out.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think with playing games, another thing is we have another cast member who is very much into like old time radio dramas. And that's what I always tell people when they're like, I don't understand Dungeons and Dragons. And I'm like, okay, well, it's like an improvised version of an old time radio show and it's all fantasy. And that perks some people's ears up because they're like, oh, well, I hadn't thought about it that way. That sounds fun.
Yeah, it might be. Like I said, I never really got into it when I was younger or currently. So, very good, though. Like I said, you're into whatever you're into. And I've seen some of your artwork, and it looks really cool. Definitely. Thanks. You do a lot of that kind of stuff. I know you got a 3D printer. You've been playing with that. And, yeah, those are always fun. I haven't got into that yet either. And I don't know as I have the physical space for it, so...
Yeah, it depends on the kind of 3D printer you get. I actually have, there's two different kinds. There's an FDM printer that prints like actually from like a spool of plastic. And then there's, I can't remember the actual name of the other one, but they use liquid resin and print with that. I have both of them, and they are currently supporting my tabletop role-playing Dungeons and Dragons hobby. So, Yeah, that's my entire world right now outside of, the fun that is support, meeting interesting people, on the phone or in tickets. You'll see the name pop up on the phone and you're like, oh, all right, it's Bob again. You just answer and you're like, hey, what's up? Long time no talk. Broke now?
Yeah, you tend to form relationships with people, that's for sure. In support. I always told people that if I remember your name right off the bat, that's not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah.
Because, if they've been a particular pain or had a particular painful start, but, most of them we get them through it and then we become friends and it's a lot of fun. But, So I always found it interesting how you found Blueberry as something to do rather than, as your podcast host, how you became an employee here. And you tell the story and then I'll fill in the blanks that I remember. Maybe I got it wrong.
Sure. And maybe I have it a little wrong too. So a few years ago, I was at a job. I was having a really hard time with, and you know, I'm 34 now. And so I'm kind of in that, like, still technically a millennial, even though I don't feel like I match up to that title. But you know, the stat is that millennials just don't stay with jobs very long. And for me, I was like, well, it's because of the job I had. It wasn't pushing me, you know, creatively or mentally, you know, things like that. I was just kind of bored. And, you know, I was like, well, I could find something part-time maybe. And it was a Saturday, if I remember. And I was messing around, probably doing something with Photoshop or something like that. And I was just on Twitter and I saw a tweet from the Blueberry account. And I hollered into my wife and I was like, I'm going to do something really stupid. And she goes, okay. I was like, I'm going to tweet at Blueberry and see if they need any support help. Because I don't know if I had heard it on the old version of Podcast Insider or something else, but like, I knew, Mike, that you were the only person doing support, or at least to my knowledge, you were.
Yep.
I didn't know about Sean at the time.
Right. Sean's still with us, and we'll have him on here either before or after you. We're not sure the timing here, but yeah. So Sean was working with us, and we were looking to bring on a third person, you know, another part-timer. And anyway, so that was it. It was probably about the time Todd and I were doing your podcast.
Yeah.
Before this show started, or before we renamed it to this, I should say.
And so I get on Twitter and I think I sent a direct message and I was just like, hey, do you need any, you know, part-time support? Is that going to open up anytime in the near future? And I was just kind of throwing it out, lobbing it out there like a softball, not expecting any reply. And like I said, this is a Saturday. And a couple of hours, I think, after I sent that message, I got a response that was like, hey, if you're interested, you know, I think I was just told, hey, what's your phone number?
Yeah, that might have been it.
I'll give you a call. And so I was like, oh, okay. And I want to say within half hour to an hour, I get a phone call and it's Mike on the other end. And I think we did like a very, very casual, like, so what's your experience with Blueberry? What's your experience with PowerPress? And, you know, probably not even on the phone for 10 minutes. And I think you told me, yeah, I'll talk to Todd, our CEO, and we'll see if we can set up a time with you for some kind of an interview. I was like, oh, okay. And then I want to say maybe a week or so later, I was having a Skype phone call with Mike and Todd and basically being told, hey, sounds good. Welcome aboard. And so I think it was January 2018 was my official starting time as a part-time Blueberry guy.
Yep. I remember just before that, though, we had the contest over Christmas of, you know, we're giving away equipment and stuff. And I think you won one of the bigger packages, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a mixer that I do not have anymore. Because it was big. I think it was like an 8-channel Mackie mixer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, something like that. I remember it was something. And then, you know, it's like, oh, one of our contest winners now wants to work for us. Cool.
Yeah, that was really just a shot in the dark for me. And I'll be really honest, it changed my life. Like going from part-time and then, you know, a year and a half later going full-time, it's definitely been a life changer. And I am so glad that I stepped out of my own comfort zone and asked that really dumb question.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. That's, you know, how you you get things done. You don't get unless you ask. And like I said, you've been great here. Taking the workload off of me. You know, and it, you know, just since you've gotten here, you've noticed that it's really kicked up in volume. Mm-hmm. We're a growing concern. So, like I said, glad to have you on the team for sure. And said I want to go through with this series. I want to go through as many of the team members as we can. Talking about how you got here and all that stuff. But you recently bought a house. You got a dog. Even did some household projects. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I changed the kitchen faucet.
Yeah, I changed the whole kitchen. But anyway, so yeah, it's been quite the ride. You're in central Indiana, if I'm not mm-hmm. mistaken. Should know that, shouldn't I? Because, Blueberry's right. Mostly virtual, especially now, but, you know, we've got people spread from California all the way to New York and mm-hmm. a lot of spots in between, but a lot of us are around the Midwest, Ohio, Michigan, yeah. Indiana, and so it's, you were geographically desirable too, so...
Yeah,
it worked out good because you're closer to the office than I am.
Yeah, it'll be nice once the world settles back into whatever normal is, and we can make office visits because I think I'm about 4 hours away. So it's always a nice drive.
Yeah, it's always a good time when we can get together in person rather than all this Zoom and phone and Skype and.
Slack. I suffer from that way more than I do.
I had one day the other week, I think I was on Zoom 6 hours out of the eight.
Wow.
That's too much. But so you're basically full-time doing support, mainly answering the phones and tickets and helping with the documentation. And, of course, a small company like this, we all kind of wear different hats as far mm-hmm. as we don't have just one job. So kind of keeps us busy, but since you've been here taking about half the phone calls or more, that frees me up to talk on Zoom more, I guess. So, but and we'll definitely have you back on here, co-hosting when Todd's indisposed or when I'm indisposed. You're one of the few that gets to co-host once in a while.
Yeah, it's easy to do, and when you're my boss, and you can just be like, "I'll twist your arm." No, you've never done that.
No, if you didn't want to do it, I don't care.
I enjoy it.
But thanks for being on Podcast Insider as a guest. That's you're the first, second really. I did interview Barry. When he co-hosted, and I just surprised him and said, "By the way, we're doing an interview." So, but we hope to have the rest of the team on here one by one by one, and get to meet some of us behind the scenes. Like I said, Dave, Sean, Todd, McKenzie, myself, but not too much, and Barry now that he's co-hosted a couple times, but there's probably 8-10 more other. Team members that you probably never heard of or heard from. So we look forward to doing that. Thanks for being on, Dave.
Thanks for having me on, Mike.
All right.
All right. That was great from Dave, and nice and quick, Mike. That was a nice interview.
Yeah. He's he just wanted to do a little quick thing. And,
sure.
And so anyway, and if you want to be interviewed on Podcast Insider, of course, reach out to Todd, myself, or McKenzie. And, if you're a Blueberry podcaster, we'd like to hear, about your podcast and your origin story and all that good stuff.
So that moves us to the question of the week. Anyone podcast while they travel with a co-host in a different location, and what software do you use? Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I figured that'd be right up your alley, Todd, since you do travel and yeah. you do several podcasts or a couple podcasts with co-hosts, including this one.
I do. So, you know, it's really, there's tools for everything out there now. And obviously when, you know, I'm back here in the studio, we were going to do live video today, but we're a little pressed on time. We were set up to do that. We were going to use StreamYard, which allows you to record and stream at the same time, and you can see us live on Facebook. But today, Mike and I are just using Skype, but because Skype has, you know, we've got it set up so that we can record digitally with that. We don't record in the actual Skype app, but you can. But really, the product that really shines the most is, I mean, really, you can use this even in your normal production, is Riverside.fm. We're big fans of Riverside. Matter of fact, in the very near future, we're going to be announcing a new partnership with them, and where you can get a discount. And but yeah, Riverside.fm is a great application. No matter where you are, and what I do when I travel, obviously, you know, I'm here in the studio. I have a nice Shure SMB7. I have the same mic in my studio in Michigan. But when I travel, and I just throw in my, you know, my roll bag for my computer and stuff, I throw an ATR2100, yep. and I plug that right into, you know, on the Mac. I have to have a little USB adapter thing that Mac sells, and so I just use that microphone. Now, maybe the quality isn't as good, but guess what? I'm not lugging a bunch of gear around. Pretty simple cable and a microphone, and then I can tie that into either Riverside. I can do Skype. But I think when I don't have an actual place to hit record, like today I do, I can record here locally, which I am. But if I'm just doing want to make sure it gets captured, they do a great job of capturing audio to the cloud. And then each person's audio is recorded independently so that when you're done, no matter where you are, you get a pristine copy of the audio from both sides. So, you know, Mike, you're in your normal studio, you know, you're on that RE4. I'm here with the SMB7, but if I was with an ATR2100, the show really, from an audio standpoint, really is not going to be impacted. And we've done this a number of times with this show already.
Right. What I travel with, if I need to do a podcast, and not necessarily with or without somebody, but I would probably use Riverside now. But what I've done in the past is, I take a XLR hand mic, so not an ATR, but very similar.
Right.
And I use my Zoom H5 as a audio interface into my laptop.
That's smart.
And I can use whatever, you know, I normally would use.
Right. And you got a backup of that recording right there with you as well.
Exactly. So, you know, that there's more than one way to do this. And, you know, having a co-host, like I said, when Todd travels or when I travel, or, you know, whatever, we can still get the show out one way or the other, for sure. So
that's, you know, that's what we do, and I think there's lots of options out there. But, yeah, traveling and doing podcasts with a co-host, you know, I used to travel all over the world when I was still in the Navy doing a podcast, and I used to lug a pile of gear. It was crazy, the stuff I took with me to do live streaming. It was pretty silly in all retrospect. Because it's just sometimes better just to get the audio, get it done, get it out like we're doing today. So they don't need to see our mugs on Facebook or anything like that. It's the more important thing is for those of you that are listening and really don't have time to watch. So I guess that's my answer.
And they don't get to see my pink shirt today.
Yeah, that's a nice, I think it's peach. It looks peach to me.
Yeah, kind of a peachy color.
Yeah, it's good. So I'm black, so it's like I'm in a little darker room. So I think all you can see in the video is my head, but anyway, that's okay. All right, so Mike, if folks have questions, if the audience has questions they would like us to answer, you can drop an email to mike@blueberry.com, audio, text, or even video, and we may use it on the show. And of course, the best place to get support, again, the best place to get support is not a Facebook group that is not monitored 24/7 by Blueberry, but it's really our Blueberry ticket system at blueberry.com/support. Sending that ticket gives really the whole team access to the question rather than direct emails or phone calls. Sometimes, you know, we may have to say, hey, we need to schedule a phone call with you, and we'll do that. We'll send you a calendar invite to get scheduled. And, you know, you did that just yesterday with a client that has quite a few shows, and they just need a little hands-on. So this is really what it is, and that ticket started through actually that email came in, that email came direct. It didn't come in the ticket system, so I was lucky to catch it. But yeah, blueberry.com/support. Mike, what you got planned for the podcast help desk this week?
Well, ironically, the topic this week on podcast help desk is, what are show notes anyway?
Oh, wow.
So I'll go through, you know, kind of the geeky backstory and all that stuff, and you know, what are they really for? And then next week we'll have that as the best practice. We'll talk about how to do show notes and what to do with them.
Awesome. I see a beagle in the background, Mike. He's looked like he's enjoying a nap.
Yeah, I got one there and one under the ham desk over there. So. Since my wife's out of town this week, I'm babysitting beagles in the office.
Oh, okay. Well, at least there's no rabbits or anything running around where they're. You know, prancing at the door, at the window, trying to get out. So
no, if they were outside, they'd be making more noise. But and it's early enough; they're still sleeping.
It's always fun to see them. You know, that's the, you know, cats and dogs have it great, right? Anytime you just, okay, I'm tired, I'm just going to take a nap. You know, lay in the sun. They have it pretty good. I wish sometimes I could just take a little nap. I think that applies to everyone. But anyway, silliness aside, if everyone has any questions, Todd, Mike, or Mackenzie at blueberry.com is the place to reach us. Mike, if they want a free trial of Blueberry, how do they do that?
Just use the promo code INSIDER, and that'll give you a free month of hosting at Blueberry, and I guess stats, but you know, mainly hosting is what you want.
Yep.
And yeah, so very good. I think we're going to call this a short show since we got some big meetings going on today.
Yes, we do. So anyway, we want to thank the Blueberry Pro production team and for their ongoing expertise in making us sound good. So again, if you're interested in Blueberry Pro services, and what that is Pro Production Services. It's blueberrypro.com to find out information about that. I want to thank Kate and Toby and the team over there for taking care of us and making sure that we sound good. But other than that, Mike, it's simple today. We just signed off and say bye. So everyone take care.
Yeah. Don't have to wait for Facebook to drop out.
No, absolutely not. So everyone take care. We'll see you next time here on the Podcast Insider.
Later.